Otto Frisch discovers fission, 1939. Rare earth sparks the clouds between two wars. Fermi, Hahn and Strassmann, Joliot Curie, all chemists, physicists, track protons now. But Hitler's blinders point to Austria. The occupation interrupts Aunt Lisa's parting of nature's mists. When she departs for Sweden, isotopes of radium, she thinks, sit on her desk, unanalyzed. Lonely, she summons me north to Kungälv for our Christmas ritual. Her colleague's letter intercepts festivities. The body's tagged, identified by Hahn. It's barium. I strap on skis. She demurs, makes good her claim to move as fast without. The woods that wall the Jutta Alv become our conference room, a fallen spruce's trunk, our sticky seat, my pockets stocked with scraps of hotel paper. We know uranium can't crack in two against the grain of Gamow's alpha theory, yet it does. We turn to Schrödinger for insight. Particles are waves. Then Bohr. A nucleus is liquid like a drop. Our thought, that heavy nuclei must undulate like water molecules, collectively. In larger elements, charge balances the surface tension. Struck even lightly in neutron capture, the pseudo-drop will wobble, waste, and split. Sometimes physics lacks words for what we think. Its abstract paths, quantum tunnel effects, packing fractions and disintegration lead to thickets where neutrons multiply like rabbits, wildly. The winter woods are gone. The mine's meadows bloom as I calculate the energy released. 200 million electron volts. Now atoms break and breed like living cells. I name their splitting fission and publish it, where even Nazi stooges can read the news.